I'm the technical evangelist here at Microsoft, and I'm responsible for shareware and micro ISVs.
Oh, really? You're going to the PDC, and you're doing a podcast.
Right.
And you're going to interview all the famous speakers and non-famous speakers.
And some of that, and we're also hoping to actually podcast some of the sessions so that people who aren't able to attend a particular session might be able to hear the audio same day of the session that they missed.
Now, why go to the PDC at all if you're going to be able to listen to the session?
Well, you know, it's not the same as like watching Don get up on stage and, you know, do his little rap ears thing. And,
yeah.
You know, so it's a... I'm not
and
sure.
It's hard to meet the people.
That's true. You know, it's very hard to ask a question if you don't go.
And it's hard to go into the parties, too.
That's true. That's true.
And last year, I was sitting with a bunch of geeks, and we were talking with Don Box and all sorts of people right out in the hall. Now, you're a big fan of shareware. What are you guys going to do about shareware for shareware authors around the PDC?
Well, so what we're doing is... starting about the time this video is released, you're going to be able to go to Channel 9 and Channel 9/PDC, and there we're running a PDC for free contest in which we're going to give away some tickets and airfare and hotel for both some shareware authors and some blog writers, because we're releasing something called the Shareware Starter Kit, which is going to make it possible for people to use, you know, Visual Studio 2005 Beta 2, we also call it WIDBY, along with the Shareware Starter Kit. And the Starter Kit provides both the server-side mechanism for dealing with payments with PayPal, registration, validation, and it also includes some source code that you can include in your application, so now you can do timed-out trials, automatic registration, and so forth. So you basically write the app you want to write, and this provides all the rest of the infrastructure. So, and the server-side, if you want to host it, there's also going to be third-party people who are also going to be providing the hosting side of it.
Wow.
So that you'll be able to go to a website, somebody who hosts ASP.NET and SQL Server, they can put that up there and they can start making money off of your registrations, and you can start making money, you know, and get that service for little or no cost. Now you can start putting out shareware and people and start getting money for it.
Now, why do I need a kit to do shareware? Why can't I just fire up compiler and write some stuff?
To build the shareware itself, you do that. But to deal with the whole process of registration and payment and what happens if somebody loses their license key and all that kind of stuff, we're basically providing all that infrastructure for you for free in source code so you can do everything that you do good and not have to worry about all that stuff. Automatic connection to PayPal, you know, the whole getting money for it part is done.
Now, you're giving away some prizes.
We're co-sponsoring this thing called the Shareware Industry Conference, which is in Denver in the middle of July, 14th, 15th, and 16th. And as part of that, they have an exhibit night, and they're going to give away some raffle prizes, and Microsoft is supplying those prizes. So in the theme of podcasting, we're giving away two of these Zen Micros.
Wow.
And the grand prize is a Portable Media Center.
Excellent. Hey, that plays Channel 9 videos really well.
Yeah, exactly. I bet. So the bottom line is, you know, you'll be able to go to the site, download a free copy of WIDBY, download a free copy of the Shareware Starter Kit, build something, upload it to our Channel 9 site, and we're going to pick the top two shareware entries and give those people free registration, free hotel, and a $1,000 voucher for travel to PDC.
Wow.
And now,
that's a good package.
Yeah. And then in addition to that...
Now, who's going to judge this thing?
It's going to be judged by a crack team of judges here at the Platform Evangelism Department of Microsoft.
All right.
And including Channel 9 people and, you know, people who really have some idea what's going on. And I expect that at some level I'll try to be the final arbiter. But the contest is going to run from the opening of PDC registration, which is the 7th of June, until the 12th of August.
Now, do you need to use only Microsoft technologies to build shareware app for the contest?
Yeah, it's got to be built on WIDBY and the starter kit.
Okay. Come up with a good podcasting solution and maybe...
Exactly.
I need one for my cell phone.
Exactly. Don't we all. And so the basic idea is going to be that, you know, you submit something to us. You know, we don't end up owning what you submit, but we put it on our site, and then we'll show them off as best we can. And there may be even a few surprises at PDC for the winners. We're still trying to figure out all the details for that.
Awesome. Anything else coming up that we should know about?
Well, yeah, as part of this PDC for free contest, there's also a way for bloggers who don't write shareware to get involved in it. We thought that, you know, shareware is a great way, but we also want to support the whole blogging community. So we're going to have a contest where somebody can write a blog entry. Currently, we're thinking between 100 and 500 words indicating why they desperately want to go to PDC and why it's going to be of value to the community and to them and to everybody. And then we're going to have, you know...
So basically, this is begging for a ticket.
That's right. This is begging for a ticket, right? And, you know, we're going to have people, you know, judging it, probably including you and me and a variety of other people. And we're going to give away one ticket to PDC based on those entries. And what people will do is they'll write a blog entry, and they'll put a graphic and a link back to our Channel 9 site so that we can pick up those entries and find out who's actually submitting the entries. And then we're going to run that during the same time period from the 7th of June to the 12th of August. And then on the 15th of August, we'll announce all the winners.
Awesome.
And, you know, three lucky people will be on their way to PDC on Microsoft.
Excellent. Well, cool. I'm looking forward to working with you on the podcast and coming up. You know?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to have some podcasts before the PDC.
Yeah, before the PDC, we're actually going to be podcasting a number of interviews with the people who are helping put PDC together, which is part of the team that I'm on, as well as the people who are going to be presenting at PDC, giving them an opportunity to talk about, you know, what they think is going to be really exciting about what they're going to be presenting at PDC, whether it be Indigo or Avalon or...
Longhorn.
Yeah, Longhorn. And I'm sure, and just getting people,
Office 12.
Right, getting people's attention, you know, and just letting them, because they're the ones who are the most enthusiastic about what they're going to be talking about. Give them
an opportunity
in their own words to talk about it. So
it's going to be a lot of fun coming up. And so it's going to be a big deal down in
Los Angeles, September 13th through the 16th.
Excellent. I'll be there.
So, yeah, so will I.
Excellent.
So will I.
Well, and looking
so
forward to it.
So will the Channel 9 guy and so
give away some
ways.
Of these fun tools. Now, you have a mock-up of the...
Right.
So
yeah,
this is going to be the little PDC page?
The website's going to be channel9.msdn.com/PDC, and there'll be a number of things. Everything PDC-related will come through here. The contest, the blogging contest, the shareware contest, all the podcasts, all the videos.
And we're going to do some Technorati tagging, too, right? So people who are doing, like, Flickr photos and their own blogs can put a little tag in their blog entry and have it automatically appear on Technorati.
Exactly.
As well.
So, and we're also going to be doing a variety of sort of, you know, Flare-related type things as well. Well, there be
now, what
various...
does Flare mean? That's a little icon.
It's a little icon that you put on your page. But, you know, so, you know, think Office Space. You know, think you go to the restaurant and they have all these buttons all over their jacket. So we're going to be providing the equivalent of those kind of buttons that you can put on your blog that will link back to the Channel 9 site. And, you know, the people who generate the most traffic will start to get more and more interesting graphics show up on their pages because it's going to be a live, interactive kind of thing, not just a standard little thing where everybody's blog has the same images. So the more traffic you drive, the more opportunity you're going to get the fancy whiz-bang stuff.
Sounds great. So I was looking forward to working with you. See you at the PDC.
All right, sounds good. See everybody at the PDC.
See, that was 11 minutes. Not too bad.
Okay.